Other than that, they were a rather pleasant bunch, capable of dynamic conversation on everything from the acoustic nuances of studios across the world, including one sat atop a plague pit, to the secret life of Fighter Command, implanting perennials via chemical warfare, worm-keeping, and Quetzalcoatl's golden tubes. They also knew a lot about a man who was quietly making his way through a grey city in his suit, en route to a job interview. When they reached the cliff edge, they didn't stop. Instead, they accelerated into the squall and took flight amongst the falcons. And that night the rains were black and the houses in the bay were consumed. And in the morning, an old man in his dressing gown and his dog walked into a set of teeth that took up the entire quarter acre of his drive. So long, Mummy. So long. The interview. The siege of Paris continues to this day, and the man walks the daguerreotype streets of rage, witnesses rats and ruffles, the bustle-age rat fight, neon craniums glowing in the trophy room. The building is wood and corduroy, filled with pine and sweet with the northwest. The carpets are Persian and muted in colorway. The governess is in one of her more manly guises, shy of professional wrestler, but a notch above gynecologist. It's a Tuesday after all, when Chimera escape from cages and run rampage through sci-fi drama tourist villages, where all the inhabitants are called drama. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Drama. On the table in front, microfiche is splayed amongst the pencils and office toys, another buzzing in its cunt. A series of murders are carried out in the lifts that climb and descend the building ad nauseum. Stylish Italian lovers picked off through the glass with a lever action chambered in 6.5mm Creedmoor. Cowboys toppling over balconies in this desirable western town. The microfiche contains the outline and vital telemetry of the approaching man. Before he enters the room, it clears up the gralach spread across the floor, swallowing the last of the stomach. A barometer operates on the wall, suit and slippers on. The presentable, yet casual, amicable boss to be, the worst kind. Hello. You're here for the job. Yes, I am here for the job. We've been expecting you. Would you take a seat? Yes, I will take a seat. What makes you think you're right for the job in this particular line of work? I am obedient. I never ask questions. I know my ABCs. Good. That's the kind of employee we like. Someone who keeps themselves to themselves. Lets us worry about intricacies. Why worry your little head? Do you know what you'll be doing? I've had dreams, but I'm unsure. Waking in the exact moment before finding out the secrets to the universe. This is not uncommon. It's a safety mechanism. Can you imagine what it would be like if you knew? Inside the managerial beast's eyes were bloodied hands, severed in a blizzard, wolf's bane at the substation. Do you have any siblings? The man paused. Now. Don't lie. I had a sister once. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you something about what goes on here. We are in an overspill area for the island's metropolis. It's the epitome of respectable working class suburbia. Rows of new brick boxes, the odd skyscraper block of flats, and rents at £3 a week. It seems incredible that this estate could be associated with the lurid rumours of mass murders. I beg your pardon. Congratulations, you've passed Constellation. You've got the job. You'll be given a uniform and expected to come to work in a clean pair of shoes. Welcome to the factory, Roy. Let's make this rock a happy place. Roy's employer went to the window and closed the blinds like an erotic thriller. Supermarket. Suede and sharp strip lighting, bright as heaven. Shelves packed with colourful tins and point-of-sale promotions. The staff shuffled around the aisles and headsets wired to a mainframe. Faces flat, Candy Crush brain cells malfunctioning like fruit machines after an end of pier fire. Aisle 3. Aisle 4, aisle 5, I, me bother pal, just up there. The tins were all neatly stacked, aluminium tight round the contents that tapped at its metal underside, tapped to be free. Music played from the tannoy in a bid to drown out the cries for help. And when it all got too much, the forklift operators appeared and moved the foodstuffs into the vast car park. These mechanized machines lifting and positioning their cargo as a dung beetle would a bounty of feces. A pullback shot reveals half the known world has been processed and tinned. The old lady appeared at the door to the hotel room. Have you seen my brother?